Pope Benedict XVI today proclaimed Australia's first native-born saint. The Holy Father canonized Mary MacKillop, a 19th-century nun, and also declared five other saints in an open-air mass in St. Peter's Square attended by tens of thousands. One of those taking part in today's celebration was Australian Cardinal George Pell. He spoke to Lydia O'Kane about this new saint of the Church.
I was immensely pleased and honoured to be part of this ceremony today. In St. Peter's Square, with 8,000 Australians at least, come from just from Australia, apart from stragglers around Europe and elsewhere, for the canonisation of our first saint. It's a significant step in our Catholic history and in our national history.
What makes Mary MacKillop, Saint Mary MacKillop, now stand out?
She was a woman of faith. She was dedicated to service. She was dedicated to education. And the story of Australia, Australian achievement, is based fundamentally on many generations now of good education, and she was a pioneer.
She was a woman who wasn't afraid to speak out about the truth. What kind of example is she for the Church today, which has been through crisis?
She's a wonderful example of truthfulness, obedience, and loyalty to the Church, despite the fact that she was treated unjustly. She was, in the best sense of the word, she practiced what she preached. She was a true Christian.
She seems to be a woman that all identify, or many Australians, not just Catholics, identify with.
Yeah, well, she's native-born, and I think she exemplifies many of our best characteristics. Well, for those of us who are of the Christian faith, she was a strong woman of faith, but she was determined, she had very clear ideas, and she wasn't pushed aside. She stuck with the principles.